Well, good morning and welcome in. It's the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. My name is Gary David. It's a pleasure to have you with us for the next hour as we talk to some of the top locally owned businesses trying to make your life a little easier when it comes to all things revolving around your home. Trey Powell will be with us in just a short while. He's the owner of Mosquito Joe. Now, we're past July 4th weekend, lest you think that mosquitoes only have another month or two to be around and bugging you and me. Well, no, they stay around for a lot longer than that. We'll talk about the timetable, the time frame, and what you can do about it, like I have with Mosquito Joe. So Trey will be joining us. We spoke last week with AJ and Summer from Anthony John Construction about an alternative to replacing your roof. It's really a cool thing here. Matter of fact, so good, we'll talk about it again today. Okay, so AJ and Summer will join us a little bit later on as well. But we start with Michael Nicholson, who is the owner, or co-owner, I should say, of the Moving Squad. I don't want to leave Tim out of the discussion here, Michael. But good morning to you, sir. How are you, man?
Doing great. Good moving to you, sir.
And the same to you, my friend. Y'all are, okay, you're in the moving business, and of course that hinges, a good part of your business is moving people from home to home, but you do businesses and a lot of other things as well. But I guess it's safe for me to say that a big chunk of what you guys do is moving families from one place to another. Would that be correct?
Yes, sir. Residential moving.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you obviously are very plugged in and tuned in to the real estate market and how things are going these days. And you mentioned this to us about the time all this pandemic stuff began, and I guess you're still seeing issues with closings that are being delayed and causing a lot of problems. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I will say there's been a number of them here over the last couple weeks that get delayed 1-2 days or a week and a half. That not all the I's are being dotted and T's are being crossed, as far as appraisals, making sure they've got their funding. And this is on both sides. Because a lot of times, you have someone selling, someone buying, but each one of those people have a buyer and a seller on the opposite side of them as well. And
sure.
I've seen several instances where one of those, cogs fall out of the wheel and it affects, four different home purchases.
Yikes. The old domino theory in full effect there, sounds like.
Yes, sir. I mean, I've had to put a number of customers into stores that had nowhere to go.
Are you seeing this happen when it comes to funding more so than you normally do?
Yes. I will say, because a lot of times, or in the past, it used to be on appraisals or, things of that nature. But here lately, the information that, customers give back to me is all about funding. It's, people not making sure they have all their paperwork in. I had one this past Wednesday that was, they had received a gift and didn't report it.
That bumped
everything back 2 days.
Yeah, I can tell you, if you haven't sold a home or purchased a home, I should say, in quite some time, a lot of things happened about 10, 12 years ago, of course, with the subprime mortgage lending and all that, that changed the way that banks and lending institutions go about making decisions. And, man, it is, when we sold our home a couple years ago, first time we had done that in almost 20 years, and it was a whole new ball game. So, yeah, if you haven't done it in a while, you're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, I can certainly say there is something said to being able to, talk to somebody who's funding you locally to go sit across the desk from them, or keeping the 6-foot rule in mind, sit across the room from them, but be able to be in the same room with them versus just on the phone or, on the computer with somebody who's in another state.
And even then, it's amazing how many things will pop up. You think you've done everything, and then suddenly they're like, another question. So I can see it. Do you see this, any of these issues with funding being tied back to the pandemic? I mean, people, maybe they don't have the income they used to have, or maybe the banks are, short-staffed or anything like that. Does any of that sound like it's reasonable?
Well, I will say that, I don't pry too much. Customers offer me information. I don't try to dig into that. So I don't know that answer.
Okay, well, that's fair. And you've also told us here in the past month or so that you are talking to customers who are saying they put their home on the market and it sold like that. Now they're scrambling and maybe looking at again having to put stuff in storage.
Yes. I just about every estimate I go on, you know, the last, say, month and a half, their houses are selling within, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, and they have multiple competing offers.
Wow. Well, good news for you if you're thinking about selling your house right there, no doubt about it. Are you seeing, and you mentioned a few minutes ago, appraisals, is any of that creating a backlog, or are home sellers, they seem like they're able to get the appraisals and the inspections and all that done on time?
Well, I can tell you, an estimate 2 weeks ago, the appraiser was on site doing the appraisal, and, you know, we always strike up conversations, and he just made a comment about how many appraisals he had on his calendar, that he was just making comments about he didn't know how he's going to get to them all, but he's just going to keep moving forward. And, you know, then I hear about a customer will call and say, hey, I've got to back my move up 3 days. And I, okay, no problem. I'm happy to help you out. You know, can I inquire as to why? You know, the appraisal hasn't come in yet. And I've heard that a number of times over the last, you know, month and a half.
So let's kind of recap here on this subject, Michael. What is it that folks need to know right now if they're getting ready to sell a home? I mean, just kind of recap for us quickly some of the issues that may be popping up right now that may be a little different than it was, you know, a couple of months, 6 months, a year ago.
Yeah, I would say, you know, you can only control what you control, but, you know, make sure that, you know, you have all your funding squared away. You have all the documents you need in there for your funding to be squared away. And then, you know, you have the home inspections. You have the appraisal, which is a big thing here lately, of just making sure it all gets done. And you don't want to wait till 2-3 days before, you know, your closing date to make sure all that's done. You want to start, you know, 3-4 weeks out.
Is there anything that you can do if you're, you know, making the decision right now to sell your home before you actually, you know, contact a realtor, put it on the market? Are there any things you can do prior to actually, you know, listing your home to try to be sure that, you know, you can get it taken care of as quickly as possible?
Getting the pre-approval funding letter is most important as far as when buying a home. Go ahead and get yourself approved. You know, take it from there. And then, of course, make sure you've got a place to go before you list your house.
Yeah, whether that's a home you're looking to buy or just another place to set your stuff down for a little while, I guess.
Yes, sir. You know, I have had a lot of people, you know, moving on the outside of Lexington and Gilbert that are, you know, buying some land and building. So, you know, they've gone to a temporary you know, house or an apartment, you know, while they've done that. And sure, that's been far more frequent than it used to be.
Should you contact, you know, a moving company like you guys, the moving squad, even before you list your house?
Well, a lot of times just, you know, getting your budget in line, you know, knowing the monies that you've got to spend or knowing what you can do to help minimize the money you spend. I'm more than happy to come out ahead of time and, you know, go ahead and help you with the budget and, you know, let you know the numbers you need so that, and then also I'll pass off a lot of tips on ways that you can help, you know, keep your moving number down as well.
Why don't you pass along a few of those right now, man, while you're at it?
More than happy to, Gary. I'm glad you asked that. But a lot of it, honestly, is just being ready, just being prepared, having stuff in boxes. The other part is being organized. One of the things that I often talk about is the little color stickers, little circle stickers you get from, you know, any little small store, Dollar General, something like that. Uh-huh. But, you know, everything that's got a green sticker on it goes into the master. Everything with a yellow sticker goes to the kitchen. Everything with a brown sticker goes to bedroom one. And, you know, just kind of that helps minimize the amount that, you know, the customer needs to be involved on the unload, which allows them just to stay calm and be relaxed and just let us, you know, take care of everything for them.
I got to tip my hat to my wife, who is one of the most organized people that I know. And thank goodness I married her, because I'm not that person at all. But, you know, y'all moved us several years ago, and We were packing up stuff early on, and we didn't do the stickers, but boy, she had a little, she took a little, you know, index card and taped it to every box, putting its intended location when it arrived at the new house. And yeah, you know, we had a two-car garage, and we just took the cars out of the garage and stacked everything up there. Why is it important, Michael, that on moving day, that if you can have things organized to that level? Does it save you money?
Yes, it does. It saves you money. It saves you time, because as we're unloading the truck, you know, if I can stack four boxes together that are going to the master versus just grabbing four boxes and then have it, you know, to move them throughout the house, it allows us to be more efficient with our time.
And I think that's something that most folks, if you haven't moved recently, maybe you don't realize, is that you guys work by the hour.
Yes, sir.
So anything you can do as the homeowner to minimize that time, the best off you are. Now, and when it comes to the move itself, I mean, even then, there are different levels of service you offer, right?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. We'll go all the way from the white glove move, which means the customer touches nothing, all the way down to, like you said, we just put it in the garage and go. You know, we do labor only as well. So I've done that many times to where we'll put it all in the garage, and then we'll come back 3, 4, 5 days later with just a small crew, and then we're running to the house from there, which just allows them time to get into the new home, get settled in, and then figure out exactly where they want everything.
The white glove move, so you pack up everything for the customer, which obviously will take more time and cost more. You know, is there an additional charge for that, or is it just the additional charge because it could take that many more hours?
Yeah, it's just based on time and, okay, you know, packing supplies needed. But it's all just amount of, you know, how much do you want to be involved? You know, your stress levels, what else do you have going on? And sometimes I have a lot of customers that just want that off their plate. They just don't want to deal with it. And, you know, they'll allow me to deal with it. And, you know, I have the crews that will come in, take care of it, and we'll get them taken care of.
Well, now I'm curious here, Michael, because you talk about a white glove move. I mean, are you telling me that if I called you today and said, I want to move next week, you said, okay, I've got the availability, I can take care of you. I mean, if from this point until moving date, I did absolutely nothing. I mean, there's still dirty clothes in the hamper. You know, there's still junk strewn all over the house. That you guys will come out and do all of that?
Yes, sir. We'll come out and take care of every bit of it.
How often do you get those requests? How often do you do that as a percentage of your total moves, would you say?
We probably do two to three a week.
Really?
Yes, sir. And, you know, I mean, it's a good service to offer, yeah. You know, because there is a market out there for that. But, you know, sometimes people are just busy with the kids, with life, you know, with work. And,
sure.
And especially with all this stuff going on right now, they just want to spend their time elsewhere.
Are there anything?
And,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that also goes like to, you know, the trampolines or the basketball goals outside or the play sets in the backyard.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
We'll take care of all that for them.
Is there anything you won't do?
I have ran into the outside sheds that are taller than 96 inches because my trucks are 99 inches, so I have to have a 3-inch buffer.
Okay. So no sheds taller than 96 inches?
Yes,
sir. Or 96 inches or taller, I guess. But aside from that, I mean, cleaning out junk from underneath the house, maybe in the crawl space.
Well, I won't go to the junk side of that, but yes, we will take you know all items that need to be moved out from under the house. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we'll go into the attic just as quickly as well.
Okay. Wow. Now, of course, again, that's going to take a little time, depending on the size of your home and the amount of stuff you got. So, I don't know. It's easy for you guys to go out and give an estimate as you walk around the house and see what's there for how long it'll take you to move it. Can you estimate how well can you estimate if you're doing a white glove move, how long it's going to take you to pack all that stuff up?
Well, I give a window of time and, you know, I'm usually right inside my window because I mean, you know, it all gets packed the same. The main thing honestly is, you know, just with the fragile items, things that need, you know, special attention, you know, be it a deer head or, you know, 4 or 5 sets of china or crystal. It just needs to, you know, have its correct attention given to it, so therefore it's protected the right way.
Before I let you go here, we're running short on time, but I did want to ask you this, again, on the environment that we're in, are you seeing the same amount of business that you have when it comes to business moves right now?
Yes, sir. I would say the last week and a half, it certainly has picked up kind of to what you would refer to as normal standards for mm-hmm. the moving season, because we are in the moving season. And as far as just moving forward, we help as many people as we can. We're back on the 50-hour weeks now.
Yeah, there's some concern in some quarters about the commercial real estate market right now with everything that's going on. So I was curious. All right, Michael Nicholson, he co-owns the Moving Squad. Great folks to do business with. If you got a move to make, just a wealth of information when it comes to all of that. How can folks reach you, my friend?
Best way to get us is 803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. As always, the website, MovingSquadSC for SouthCarolina.com. And as always, our ORS PSC is 9859. Hey. And we are on the BBB as well.
All right, Michael, good to talk to you as always, my friend. We'll chat in a few weeks, man.
Thank you, sir.